Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. We've got Chris Oyle on the podcast today. So, hi Chris.
Hi Doc, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. It seems to me that you're becoming the voice of the Falklands exploration over 2015 and 2016, and I'm always interested to tune in and hear your opinion on, what you think will drive the kind of sentiment and momentum. We kind of see Falkland Oil and Gas, Rock Copper, and a couple of other different operators trading at what we would call bargain basement prices at the moment. So, do you want to give us a bit of insight as to what you think is going to be driving this over the next kind of 6 and 12 months?
Well, yes, certainly. I mean, they indeed are at bargain basement levels. I mean, if you look at the main two companies, and they're the main two companies which are on the rig at the moment, we've got Rockhopper Exploration and Falkland Oil and Gas. There's going to be a rig leaving Sierra Leone at the end of the month, which is not too far away. And what's going to actually happen is it's going to be on every TV set and mass media when it travels across. What happened, if you look back into history, the last two campaigns, I think in 1998 and in 2009, this happened. And if we look at the oil price in both those sectors, oil was $10 a barrel in 1998, and in 2009 it was 45 barrels. And what the important thing is, both companies went up multiple times before pre-spud to TD. And I think that's very important, especially for trades and people like that. However, if you're a sort of more long-term type of person like my good self, if you go into the geology, the first well is a well called Zebedee, and that's part of the Sea Lion Discovery Extension. Now, that has a 52% chance of success, okay, and it's already near the discovered Sea Lion prospect. The last well drilled was 14-15. Now, that had limited water oil content. Now, that's very, very, very important, because what that tells you is the oil extends into the Zebedee complex, which has been proven by the two sands, the Sea Lion and Casper, which overlap this Zebedee prospect, which is a multi-stack well. So I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to come in and come in big.
So, Chris, to put into kind of layman's terms, we've got rigs that are going to be going out of West Africa. Historically, they've always been something of a focal point for the media. We know historically that the oil price in the late 90s and noughties was quite low at that point. I think last time about $40. So, we're not envisaging that to be too damaging.
No.
And then we've got some pretty integral facts which point to a high chance of success when drilling these kind of wells offshore. Is that right?
That's correct. And the other most important thing to remember, people always think of the Falklands. Remember, a break even on these wells due to the fiscal regime is $35 a barrel. Everybody thinks, oh, they think of the North Sea, it's $60 a barrel, but you see, it's cheap down here because of the tax. There's virtually no tax, and that's the reason. So it's like really playing an onshore play, really. But people don't, they think it's offshore, it's the North, like the North Sea. Well, it's the tax that makes this so exciting. I mean, this is the first well. The other wells to carry on, if we go into the Falkland oil and gas later on, they're much bigger, much higher risk, but they could come in because the calibrated wells of the past campaign showed the oil is round there. And if you look at a prospect like Borders and Discovery, you'll find that Darwin, they hit a huge condensate, and we think the oil is there in the middle. So I'm pretty excited, really, on Falkland Oil and Gas as well. But Falkland Oil and Gas, the main thing is Falkland Oil and Gas and Rockhopper are both in this first well called Zebedee, which is low risk.
So if you've got to put your money where your mouth is, which one would you prefer out of the two?
All I can say is I'm in both, because both are really good. But I would say if you were highly leveraged to the well result, I'd probably go for Falkland Oil and Gas. But the safer option, ironically, is Raw Copper, because it's already got the discovery of Sea Lion, which is about 458 million barrels recoverable P50.
And just to remind me, Chris, I think with Premier Oil are actually funding a lot of this with their under the terms of their JV with Raw Copper. So I guess that again mitigates bit of the
damage. That's correct. I mean, both companies won't need to go for funding. This is one of the other exciting things. Both companies don't need the money at the moment. And they wouldn't go for funding unless they discovered a hell of a lot more in terms of Falkland Oil and Gas. And Raw Copper don't need to go for funding at all, because it's all being paid for by Raw Copper, by Premier Oil.
So on a binary basis, we've got a measured risk for a pretty significant reward. The fiscal terms are good down in the Falklands. We've got some rig activity and what you believe to be a ramp up in media presence, and also a lot of kind of historical and technical data, which coupled to a huge discovery at Sea Lion is really going
to give some quick numbers. Just for example, Rock Hopper, in a normal market at $70 sort of dollars a barrel, its net asset value is £3.25.
Wow.
So. Yeah, and Falkland Oil and Gas, I've put a target out short term if the 70 comes in of 75p. So you can see the potential. But the ironic thing is, if Falkland Oil and Gas go on to drill these very, very big prospects in the South Basin rather than the North Basin, and they do hit it, it's like the North Sea. So that could be a 10-bagger, but I'm trying to be conservative. What I'm trying to say is, this first well is very, very low risk. It's even put in writing it's low risk on Premier Oil's presentation. So, once that comes in, we should expect at least 100% return on both, conservatively.
All right. Well, Chris, that's I'm grateful that you're happy enough to share that with us. We'll hopefully chat a bit more as things start to unfold and develop. And naturally, I think you and I are both supporters of the oil kind of sector and oil companies, so hopefully we'll start to see a bit more of an uplift now. We seem to be hammering down that bottom in the price, but I guess another few weeks will confirm it either way.
That's great. Look forward to it.